Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, I'm still thrilled about the interview I did yesterday. This movie is going to be, it's in the Soho Film Festival. It's going to be terrific. You must check it out. Must check it out. It's called With Child, a Titus Heckel feature film. It's brilliantly written, directed, conceived work of art filled with love, humor, and compassion. Stand-up performances from Carrie Vandergreet and Leslie Lewis. Oh, she's wonderful. And engaging narrative makes this a delightful film. I could see it over and over again. And that's my quote on this. Check it out. Check it out. It's going to be a terrific film. It was so sweet, so lovely, you know, and I don't know. I'll play a little romantic, Lucy Arnaz here. Just an honor of it.
Who's rushing where angels fear a tread? And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say, a game I thought I'd never play. A game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where above my head, though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Who's rushing? Never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we fell, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart. Let this fool rush in.
That was Lucy Arnaz. Once again, I just have to mention With Child, just because I just loved the movie, and it's been such a long time since I saw such a natural film, and just in every way, earthy. Let me just play the trailer, give you a little taste. Check out this film if it comes to any area near you. It's just wonderful. It's going to be part of the Soho Film Festival. Here's the trailer.
Do you want to have sex with me?
Have you ever even been in a relationship?
A romantic relationship?
Yes.
With a consenting party?
What do you think you're doing?
working.
No one is going to let you bring a baby to work with you.
You want me to hire a father-daughter team?
Look, lady, it's not you, it's me, but it's quickly becoming you.
I'm only paying one of you.
Did your wife leave you, or did she die?
You say your sister-in-law is a judge.
I didn't realize I had an arch nemesis.
You know what you're doing is wrong.
Are you?
I don't know.
She is so cute when she sleeps all curled.
What is that?
The beer mobile.
Is that the right way to say that word?
Yeah, that's wrong.
How do you say it?
Mobile.
Ratio again?
4-1 or something. She'll drink whatever, though.
Thought you could use some mommy daughter time.
What's the hardest thing about being a father right now?
You want to come over Friday night?
Why?
What's her deal?
She doesn't get out much.
I'm sad, and you're 30 years too horny.
I love you.
You realize we're not spies and this isn't the Cold War, right?
That didn't end so well, huh?
Can I kiss you goodbye?
No.
The baby is a scene stealer, and it turns out it's the director's child that he uses, Titus Heckler. It's his child, and it's just delightful. Anyway, it's terrific. So check it out. I can't talk about it enough. So it's next Saturday, and the 16th, part of the Soho Film Festival. This is going to take away awards. It was just so touching. I mean, I'm still laughing at lines from it because it's so subtly acted. And when you see this actress, Leslie Lewis, she was in Miracle in Rwanda. Go to the YouTube and just see the extent of her acting talent and how she just underplayed this so brilliantly. It's just wonderful. Anyway, it's me having fun. Let's do a little. I don't know what this one is. This is a Tom Carosa comedy improv. Let's check it out.
Another New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Marty.
Excuse me, would you please pass the mountain yak?
Uh-huh.
It's in the little ball.
Sure.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, these are mountain yak chips.
And could I please have another glass of rusty water? Just a glass of rusty water.
It used to be my favorite drink, rusty water.
Yeah,
I could drink with the best of them. I swear I could.
I couldn't help noticing, ma'am, that you have all those swizzle sticks and cocktail napkins taped to your head. Any reason, or is that just your way of celebrating New Year's Eve?
Hey, Bernie, don't ask your questions like that.
It's okay. It's all right. I can do it. I can talk about it. It's no big deal.
We'll talk about it then.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. It happened a long time ago. I was in my husband's study, and I was listening to my favorite song when we first got married. It was I'll Be There.
By
Prince. Okay?
Or someone. Yeah.
He was supposed to be there for me on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And he didn't show up.
That's a beautiful story.
There I am in the study all by myself, and I'm drinking rusty waters.
Alright?
I think I drank about 10 of them.
Can I ask you a personal question?
My bad, Bernie. Maybe you shouldn't do that.
No. She seems to be lucid. It's okay. I've been advised that I should find a sex surrogate. You know what I mean? Somebody who can
look,
do it with me for money. You know?
Yeah. My brother. He didn't get poked in a couple of weeks.
I used to be a sex surrogate.
Hey,
yeah, right after my husband and I broke up that New Year's Eve, and I started taping things to my head.
Did we show you these These photos here, they're old, but they're me and Bernie when we were kids.
Yeah, we were...
guys?
We were playing with our mountain yaks.
Yeah.
It was a pet of our family.
Yeah.
We
raised...
Beautiful.
We used to raise them.
That's kind of beautiful. Yeah.
See, some kids raise gerbils, but me
I
and
have
Bernie...
I sex with either one of you.
Oh.
Either one of you.
Well,
I'll show you the way.
Well, look, we really don't have that much time.
Yeah, really, I'll tell you something. If you tell us, you know, when to meet you and where, I promise... I'll be there.
And I'll be there with the VCR.
You hear that song? You hear that song now? I'll be there.
I think it's that time again.
Isn't that song?
Happy New Year, you two.
Yeah.
I have another rusty water.
And I'll just sit here and study the shit on your head.
Yeah, it's pretty shit too, ain't it?
Can't say shit on the radio. What?
Tom Carosa, you gotta love him. You gotta love him. Okay, I love this song by him too.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men. Is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hair dryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze-It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell. I thought that June would be ring time, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places. She liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy. Her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill, yeah. Nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? Cause she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine.
Tom Carosa. With Child movie just has me like in a romantic mood now. So I'm done. But I must mention, speaking of romance, one show I'm in love with, well, that's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this coming Tuesday, she's going to, two of her favorite critics have agreed to preview crowded summer film schedule for their listeners. And let's see, the Critics Summer Picks film schedule, renowned film critic A.J. Hockery and Mac Bates drop by Movie Ag headquarters on the 12th, May 12th, to discuss movie release schedule of 2015. Their goal to help listeners pick the cream of the crop over 85 summer releases. And don't want to miss that. That's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo knows her stuff. Let me tell you, she's terrific. She really, follow her blog. She's got so much. Betty Jo, promote yourself more, would you? Would you just promote yourself more? I see Gail Parento's in the house. Love Gail. With Child, great film. I can't get over it. You know, it's been such a long time since I've seen a film that I would see over and over again just because the subtleties are, it's like watching, as I said, it's like, to me, it was like watching Game of Thrones. I watch them again and again just because I always pick up something nice in there. So it's always fun. And what else do I want to mention? I got so much to mention here. Oh, yeah, I want to mention the upcoming Actors Temple benefit. It's for a great cause. As you know, the famous Actors Temple of New York. That's where Sophie Tucker, Al Jolson, all the renowned Maury Amsterdam, Betty Jo, you remember him, Maury Amsterdam. They all attended this. Sophie Tucker actually made them let her sit downstairs because it was too hard a walk for her friend to sit upstairs. So you want to check that out, the Actors Temple benefit, and I will give you the info right now as I multitask. It's Bob Greenberg presents the Actor Temple's benefit May 18th at 7 p.m., the Actors Temple Theater. That's 339 West 47th Street between 8th and 9th. Get your tickets now. The cast as of now is Scott Blakeman, Sandy Ellers, Mike Fine, Bob Greenberg, Rhonda Henson, Dave Koenig, Nancy Lombardo, I love her, Dave Rosner, Sassy, Stephen Scott, Stone and Stone, Ira on piano, and Carmen Goldberg, vocalist. And go to theactorstemple.org for more information or email actorstemple@aol.com. Check it out. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a hilarious show for a great cause. Bob Greenberg does a great job producing it, and special thanks to Rabbi Joe, who's always there for the community. Okay. So let's keep it going. It's going to be a short show today, but it's going to be a fun show. What can I say? Am I forgetting anybody? The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. You want to check them out on Dreamstream Radio. And, okay, I don't know. I'm feeling a... Let's get a little uppy song with Grace Cutler. Let's just get our good weekend mood on.
I wish I hadn't forgotten why I was waiting so long, why I was holding on to a distant summer song. For now my thoughts are with some that are very nice indeed, but they don't hold a candle to the thrill that you gave to me. I wish I hadn't forgotten the softness of your touch, those big brown eyes that mesmerize like I've had too much. I can't complain, it's all in vain. The choice was mine, I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go.
I wish you hadn't forgotten why we were waiting so long, why we were holding on to a distant summer song. For even though the girls I know are ticklish with their charms, I wonder, is there laughter in a world beyond your arms? I wish I hadn't forgotten to just once more remind, life is chance, but circumstance gives beauty unrefined. I could have said what's in my head, the choice was yours, I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go. hadn't forgotten why we were waiting so long, while we were holding on to a distant summer song.
For now my thoughts are with some that are very nice indeed, but they don't hold a candle to the thrill that you gave to me.
I wish I hadn't forgotten the softness of your touch, those bright blue eyes that mesmerize like I've had too much.
I can't complain, it's all in vain.
Oh, the choice was yours,
I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go.
Sconberg, gotta love her, gotta love her. She's terrific. Check her out. Go to her website and follow her. Betty has a request. Betty Jo Tucker has a request for Mother's Day. All righty, okay. By the way, I forgot to give you the website. It's withchildmovie.com, withchildmovie.com. Go check them out. Be part of their Kickstarter program. I love this. And this, I can't go on enough about Leslie Lewis. This actress is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And I hope to see more things with her. Okay, this is for you, Betty Jo. Here we go.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me. Oh, messing with my psyche since I was only three. Or oh, having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. Gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna. Because of your family, you're nuts. Because you're nuts, crazy, insane. Who are you trying to kiss? Embrace your inner id.
This one in the long. Here we go. That was for you, Betty Jo.
after mass just last Sunday. My sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
You gotta love it. Boy, the time flies when you're having fun. Again, I can't say enough about www.withchildmovie.com. Go check it out. This film, when it gets to, it's just going to, I'm telling you, it's going to be an award-winning film. It is just, I love this film. Love, 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 love this film. Is that enough loves for this film? I also love Betty Jo Tucker because she's the go-to girl. Go-to gal, I'll say go-to gal when it comes to movies, so you want to check her out. Every week it's something interesting, and so you don't want to miss this week's either. Because Betty Jo Tucker at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. She'll have film critics A.J. Hockery and Max Bates to drop by her little show. They'll pick the cream of the crop from over 85 summer releases, because they never shy away from expressing their opinions about everything. Look at that end, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Here we go, too. What else have I got to say? George Benjamin's Mom Pop Shop. Check him out. Oh, yes. My top movie pick this May is With Child. Gonna be at Soho Film Festival May 16th. First show sold out. So get your tickets now. And tonight, it's the Nancy Lombardo Show. Three channels in Manhattan. www.mn.org on the internet. Eastern Standard Time, and my CDs are available on CD Baby. Go to Nancy Lombardo's.